Wash your hands. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Flu prevention sounds so simple.
Wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough.
Yes, but this is America in 2009. Nothing is that simple. Vice President Biden, for example, is avoiding airplanes.
You're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft.
And from the Republican side, Representative Michelle Bachmann says another flu prevention idea might be to vote Republican next time.
I find it interesting that it was back in the 1970s that the swine flu broke out then under another Democrat president, Jimmy Carter, and I'm not blaming this on President Obama. I just think it's an interesting coincidence.
Not to be a spoil sport, but during the 1976 swine flu scare, the president was Gerald Ford, highly respected Republican. Speaking of highly respected Republicans, Senator John McCain also wonders if hand-washing is enough.
What conditions would prevail that would say we need to close the border between the United States and Mexico, if any?
Too late, says Homeland Security.
This virus is already in the United States.
No, it may turn out that the only way to eliminate swine flu is to do what the pork producers have been demanding. Stop calling it swine flu, since no swine have actually contracted it, and even if they did, you couldn't get sick by eating pork. And sure enough, government officials have started calling it H1N1. So, if we all collectively start calling it H1N1 and collectively wash our hands because the government says so, is that socialism? See, I always suspected it was caused by a virus. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.